Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. The grain markets are kind of a mixed affair. Corn's not much higher, but it isn't lower either. And the wheat market is continuing to try to be higher. Some of the moisture is being pulled out of Kansas and Colorado and, of course, Oklahoma. So that is allowing for the wheat market to bounce here today. That said, though, the bean market is catching some pressure, one, because of the fact that we've got a South American Argentine forecast showing more rain coming into Argentina, grain belt, and into southern Brazil. And so that's kind of kept the lid on beans, and yet they're not falling away. Then there's all this rhetoric about sanctions going, or not sanctions, but tariffs going into place against China and probably being announced here today, therefore pressure adding, kind of keeping a lid on the bean market there. We don't think that, we think there's a lot of hype in it. We think China's, you know, behind putting that hype out and adding to the fear because it's an unknown of what to expect, and they're trying to make themselves look like they're really going to retaliate. Why wouldn't they? They've had it their way a long time, but in the meantime, we think that this is just playing into their hands because it drops our market, and they turn around and come in and buy. Live hogs is one of the items that they've talked about, and they don't take much in the way of live hogs. They buy the pork, or they bring the pork in. They don't, and, of course, keep in mind, their hog industry prices are near four-year lows because they've expanded so aggressively. So everything's kind of plain. Sorghum was another one they talked about. Well, they've already got trade restrictions on sorghum. So what difference does that make? Beans, I got to tell you, they'll take wherever they can get the cheapest and the best quality, but they need the protein, and they're so sensitive to food inflation, I don't think we have a lot to worry about. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.